This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. Also, the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. I have been told, Don, that the virtual get-together that we're having with Bookends in Ridgefield, New Jersey for the book.
Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Ridgewood. I'm sorry. Thank you. What did I say? Ridgefield?
Ridgewood. Yes.
It's a well-known, great bookstore. They have added more spots. So if you'd like to join, just go to Bookends website, and you can purchase the book and be part of the virtual Q&A, so I look forward to that. So it's at the limit of 150, but they've expanded it, so they will accept more people, and obviously you can go to Bookends and buy the book as well, or anywhere where you buy books. June 15th, it comes out. But I'm going to give away a signed copy right now. How about that?
Oh, nice.
I'm going to give away a signed copy of the book Center Stage that's coming out on Tuesday. The number is 888-987-3776. And if you're the, I'll make it easy on Andrew, the first caller, you got yourself a signed copy of the book. We'll be giving away books throughout the show. 1-800-919-3776. Now, Anthony, is Peter there yet? Oh, he's there. Peter,
hello.
How are you?
Guys, I am literally looking at paradise sitting outside in Jamaica as we speak. Jerk chicken on a plate in front of me, sitting next to a beautiful woman. This is the best way to do this show ever. That could ever be done.
You know the woman?
That beautiful woman.
I do. It's Miss Hatton.
His girlfriend.
Oh, it's Miss Hatton. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, that's right. That's right. So I got to tell you, just when I think I'm – this is a real statement about how I feel about you guys. I was like, you know, frustrated. I kind of just don't want to work. I wanted to take a couple days off and just be in Jamaica and – then the second I heard your guys' voice, I got to say, I was like, I'm happy to be with the guys. Oh. I'm happy, actually.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be?
Because I'm literally staring at paradise here. I want to jump in this beautiful pool. But you know what? Let's jump into a pool of New York sports instead.
So we're not going to get a video aspect of you while you're in Jamaica?
I'm working on that, okay. But I don't want to ask the internet here to do too much. So one step at a time. Radio, of course, is our most important primary vehicle. But I will work. But you want to get video of me, right?
Yeah, that's all I really need.
Oh, I just pointed at the ocean.
All right.
Your voice in the ocean, I think, would be fine.
Is there a fire pit? Is there a fire pit there?
See, that's what I said. I knew you'd bring up the fire pit.
Why wouldn't I?
The fire pit picture. There's no fire pit. You know what they could do, though? Can Yes just pull up a stock photo of Jamaica from, like, the tourism board? They could just put that there.
Beautiful. Let's do that. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to the phone, see what you're thinking. Lonnie in Harlem. Lonnie, start it off.
Hey, MDP.
What's going on?
Michael, Don, Peter. Peter, stay away from the boubons out there in Jamaica, okay?
It's too late.
Of course.
Don, how you know it's too late? But, hey, guys, Michael, today you was on with Bar and Bob with Shoes, and I just want to say you did a great job.
Thank you.
When you go on different shows, it's amazing. You know, listening to you on the Michael K. Show every day is great. But I called in because I asked Andrew if you would find it in your heart to wake up early enough to get on with Uncle DiPietro, Cousin Dave, and Brother Canty.
Well, they have never asked to have me on, and usually I'm not up at that time of the day. That's why I have such respect for them doing the show from 5 to 8. But if they needed me on and they'd be willing to push my book, yeah, I'd come on. That's fair, right, Don?
Very fair. But, you know, it'd have to be at like 7:45.
Everything is tit for tat in this world.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Let's go to Frank in New Rochelle. Frank.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, what I can't figure out with the Yankees, I know they played Minnesota, okay? To me, that doesn't count. They're 10 games over 500 from last year and this year. They're defensively a poor team. I don't know what. They haven't been to the World Series the first time in their history or in 100 years in a decade. Cashman and Boone both need to go. I don't know what everyone is waiting for. Cashman must have the inner circle from Hal Steinbrenner and Randy Levine by the palm of his hands. I mean, what are we waiting for? How long does this guy have to last as GM in this town and not win?
It's interesting, Frank. You say not win. All right, so the last two full seasons that were played, let's not count 2020 because it was a 60
game.
I know,
106 on 100. I get it, but, you know, the Yankees aren't built for 200 million dollars.
Frank, you got to change that, man. I know that's the way you were brought up, and that's the way most Yankee fans. Everybody wants to win a World Series every single year. You win 103 and 100 games, and you're saying they're not doing their job. Yeah, they should build a team that should win a World Series. But they do make the playoffs. They win playoff series. They get close. Yeah, close is no cigar. But to say they're not doing their job. Listen, if they don't make the playoffs this year, then you got a little bit of a kick coming. You really do. But all they do is make the playoffs, and that's not enough. You want to fire people because they make the playoffs and they don't win a championship. My goodness.
Well, that's it. That's the complaining that we hear all the time is, well, they haven't won since 2009, so fire everybody. Meanwhile, the Dodgers had just as big a payroll, if not more, and they won their first championship last year, by the way, in a 60-game schedule, but they won it for the first time since 1988. Right? And three times, Michael, when they had when they won the division and had the highest payroll, saw a team in their division win the championship of the Giants, right? So, listen, it doesn't guarantee you anything. It guarantees you a lot of wins, but they haven't done the job in the postseason. I get it. But do we know who's going to replace Boone and Cashman that are going to guarantee you that they win the championship?
Yeah, if you're going to make a change, you can't just say make a change. Tell me who you're going to change to. So you're going to offer Theo Epstein $10 million a year? Is that what you want to do? You think that that's the answer? I truly believe that Hal Steinbrenner believes in Brian Cashman. And because Hal's dad, who did such a great job running this team, but did put that thought in everybody's head, if we don't win a championship, it's a failure. It can't be like that anymore. It's a different sport. It's just a different sport. You're not going to – the Yankees winning 4 out of 5 championships, that's not happening anymore. The Dodgers, who have a $260 million payroll this year, they might not win a championship.
Now, if you want to have this conversation the day after the season's over and they miss the playoffs, then I think it's a legitimate conversation because they still find ways to make the playoffs. That would be a big drop. But we're still in the middle of things here, Michael, where they could still make the playoffs and maybe still make a run at a championship. So it's got to happen now? You're going to fire Brian Cashman today?
I also just think it's tough for baseball fans because the grind is so long. You feel one way 4 days ago. Michael, when we did the show at the golf course, the ceiling was completely falling, right? And the sky was completely falling. It was a disaster. The ceiling is the roof. And I'm not saying it's not a disaster anymore. All you did was beat up on Minnesota. But still, you can't feel the exact same way today that you just did 3 days ago. So I think it's just it's like a constant roller coaster of emotions for fans.
Right. So that guy thinks they should win a championship because of their high payroll. All right. So wait till the end of the season, and then you can want to do it. But yeah, because
but he's thinking about right now.
But
this
here's
moment,
the thing, Peter. If they were 60-0, he'd have the same complaint because they didn't win the championship yet. Because when they won 103 games and 100 games of back-to-back years, they still wanted Cashman fired because he didn't win the championship. So
and
it really doesn't matter what the record is during the year. They're ticked off they haven't won the championship. Well, last I checked, you can't win a championship in June. So if they miss the playoffs, all right, then you can complain. But right now, they technically could still make the playoffs.
And they could. It doesn't matter. If you could go 82-80. If you win the championship, that's everything.
Listen, I understand people being frustrated because they played terrible baseball. They have. And I was on the air. I've been honest with you. This is a team that's been flawed. This is a flawed team. It's too right-handed. And if they don't hit home runs, they're not going to win. But they can hit home runs. And if you stop pitchers from using sticky stuff, maybe all of a sudden they will hit more home runs. And on top of that, their starting pitching is way better than any of us thought. And all I'm asking this Yankee team to do, play to the back of your baseball card. Don't give me a career year. I don't need that. Everybody plays to the back of their baseball card. This team will make the playoffs. And then we'll see what happens. But you want to make
Ant
changes right now. For what reason?
Ant
to what
stays
end?
On the field, Michael. That's an important piece, too, though. Play to the back of the card and be on the field.
I wish that caller was back on the air. I would like to ask him the question. If these two wins against the Twins didn't count, Right? Because you're not going to give them any credit for winning those two games because the Twins stink and they never beat the Yankees on a bet. And if you want Cashman and Boone fired so badly, did you root against them the last 2 days?
They might have. It's a great point.
Because if you're not, if you don't see any value in the wins and you want those guys to be fired, I wondered if you sat back and watched those games and hoped they'd lose.
Let's go to Bunny in Freehold. Bunny.
Oh, Bunny.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I hope everyone's doing well. I got to throw a shout-out to Peter. Peter, that album is hip-hop at its core. The beats there are just amazing, well done. It's just a great all-around album, and you guys are obviously the best. But
thank you, man.
Of course. So let me get into this. The thing that – I'm not speaking in absolutes. I don't need this team today to be championship prime. And I'm not even here to say they're going to win the championship, not make the playoffs, this and that. I mean, it's a long season, and it's going to play out however it plays out. The thing that bothers me is a couple points that you said. One, the coaching. I think, you know, look, these guys, if they don't hit, they don't hit. It's baseball. It's a round ball, a round bat. It's tough. But the base running, the inconsistency in the lineup. Right now it just seems we're throwing lineups out there, all different shapes and sizes, seeing what sticks. That shows me a lack of a plan, right? Like, we don't know what works. Let's just throw a bunch of stuff together, and if it gets hot for a couple of days, we'll keep it. That's not a manager.
Well,
you know,
but Bunny, I disagree with you. Well, the lineups aren't working. If they keep running the same lineup out there, people will complain that he's not trying anything. They're trying to find the right combination. There is a plan. They're trying. If that plan that they had before, if you're not willing to change your plan, that's a bad plan. So the other lineup hasn't worked. So they're trying to find some kind of combination that works. To say that that's not the thing to do, it's hard for me to believe. If they stayed with the same lineup and continued to score two runs a game, we'd get people calling up, Boone sitting on his hands, he's not doing anything. I want them to change the lineup until they find the right combination. So now they have Judge batting second, they have Stanton batting fourth. Yeah. Everybody was screaming yesterday, why is Gary Sanchez not at least DHing? Well, if he had DH, Stanton wouldn't have played yesterday. And Higashioka got two hits yesterday, and the pitcher pitched well. So that was the right thing to do.
And it's hilarious to think about any Yankee fans demanding Gary Sanchez in the lineup based on everything they've said constantly over the last few years.
Absolutely. Boy, does this thing change quickly. It really does.
Well, because this is the stuff that I talk about when we say about complaining. Because when the people tweet me and say, it's okay to complain now, you complain all the time. Because if you're 60-0, you'd complain because you haven't won the championship yet. And then you lose, then you complain that they're losing. So you're never going to be happy. So Sanchez doesn't hit, well, why is he in the lineup? Sanchez hits, why isn't he in the lineup more? You're just going to find something to complain about until they have the parade down the Canyon of Heroes. That's it.
Oh, then they'd still complain. There'd be something to complain about.
Because then you got to win it again, right? Because then if you lose the next year, it's, well, you know, Cashman said championships, not championship. So that's the frustration level of we're actually talking about Gerrit Cole and the win yesterday and all that, and yet all the Yankee fans want to do is just complain about the state of the team. Even when they win, they complain.
It's amazing. It really is. Congratulations to Joseph Gonzalez from Jackson Heights. Joseph won a signed copy of the book Center Stage.
Nice.
Which is coming out next Tuesday, June 15th. You could buy it then, or you could pre-order it on wherever you get your books. So please do that. It's doing well so far, and we appreciate it. And again, the virtual Q&A, which will be Monday night at 7:30, they have opened up more spots for that. So go to the Bookends website, and you could find it and apply, and boom, you're going to be in. It's going to be a fun time. We'll be talking for about 45 minutes. And that'll be great. Anyway, take a brief time out because you know what we have next? Time for the Daily Don. And I shouldn't call it the Daily Don, the mostly Daily Don. Yesterday we didn't have one. Today we do. And I heard it's spectacular.
Don, did you have one ready yesterday and it got overlooked or we chose not to?
We chose not to.
Okay. Let's check.
Wait a minute. So you mean like I just ignored it? You didn't?
No.
You chose not to have a top five yesterday.
That's right. That's what I said.
Okay. Yeah, but it's like we chose not to. Like we just blew through it. No, I would never do that.
No, we do everything as a we. No, right. He asked the question, did I have one, and we blew through it. The answer was no.
Okay. All right. No need to fight.
Just checking.
All right, so we're going to have a big, big Daily Don. We've got Barry Trotz, the head coach of the Islanders. We have Andy Martino. We have Steve Levy. We have book giveaways. Don's going to give you the information on the Texas Wiener Company that he's starting. It's going to be great stuff.
That's not true.
What'd you say? Don't bother me?
Don't mock me.
I'm not mocking you.
All right, I'm not an author. I'm not a producer. Oh. I'm just a talk show host. But you know what? Pretty
good
at it.
A really good one. A really good one.
Slightly above average.
You know what I said? Everybody's point. I said they didn't want a champion. It's close as no cigar. That's not the saying.
Close butt.
No, what is it? Close.
But no cigar.
Yeah, close but not no cigar. And I said close is no cigar, which is essentially the same thing. The Daily Don coming up in just a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey, everybody. It's me. I'm back. And guess what? It's another Don segment.
We're doing the list, Michael. I don't care if you don't like it.
The Daily Don.
I'll fight to the death for this list.
It's the Daily Don Show. He makes lists.
Take it away, Donnie.
All right. It was announced, guys, that there is going to be a sequel to Kingpin, one of the great bowling movies of all time.
Wow.
So I thought, why not, in that vein, have a top five.
Directed by the Farrellys, Don?
Yeah, Farrelly brother movies.
Wasn't Randy Quaid a big part of Kingpin?
Oh, yeah, big part.
Well, how are they going to use him now? I mean, kind of out of the business.
Well, he's got his focus elsewhere.
Okay.
But maybe they'll shave him up and get him to do it again.
All right.
Although the beard he's got is very Amish, right?
Yes.
Let's just start out with Dumb and Dumber.
Wait. He didn't say what the list was yet.
I did.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Top five Farrelly brother movies.
Oh, okay.
And Peter has got number two. Dumb and Dumber, 1994, Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, Lauren Holly, and the Mockingbird scenes, one of my favorite scenes of all time in that movie. Just an incredible laugh riot. Not sure the sequels did anybody any justice, but Dumb and Dumber, I have it number two.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
I think I have your number one right here. Yeah. Here's your number one right here. There's Something About Mary.
Yeah, Something About Mary, 1998, is number one. Great pull, Michael. It's one of the great comedies of all time. Cameron Diaz, Ben Stiller, and Matt Dillon. It's interesting. I was just to get all the facts and information, do you realize Matt Dillon was listed ahead of Ben Stiller? That would not happen today. Ben Stiller clearly is the bigger star now, but I thought he was the bigger star in the movie. But, my God, there's so many great lines in that movie from start to finish. And, of course, a line that I use every time I thank Ray Santiago after a Ranger game, Michael. Who's been to Santiago Chile twice in 1 year?
Nice.
One of the great movies of all time.
Not to mention, also, don't forget, of course, every time someone says Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, Franks and Beans was something we had a lot of fun with back in the day.
Oh, yes, we did.
I like saying to people, have you seen my baseball? That's a regular for me as well.
Well, then there's a few we can't repeat, but still, that scene in the bathroom is one of the great scenes in the history of comedy. Something About Mary, number one.
Now, listen, you got that backwards to me. That's okay.
No, and to Andrew as well, but I'm sorry, it's my list, but you can't go wrong with either. Who are you taking?
I'm going to go – listen, I think after two – is where this list gets really interesting.
Yes.
Because there are Farrelly Brothers movies that people think are crap that I think are great. I believe I've heard you say that you enjoy Shallow Hal.
I do enjoy Shallow Hal, and I have it at number five. Jack Black,
there you go.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Outstanding movie. Not of the ilk of the first two that we have on the list, but very, very funny. Great lines. Shallow Hal, number five.
Now, is it just Farrelly Brothers movies or comedies?
Well, there's only comedies that they did together. So Green Book would not count. Peter directed it, wrote it, but he did it himself. He didn't do it with his brother. So that would not count.
Yankee fans won't like this, but how about fever pitch?
It doesn't make my top five. I like it. It was on the other night, and I do get caught up in it. It's funny, but I don't have it. Who are you taking out?
As God is my witness, if fever pitch was on this list, I wouldn't have talked to Tim. I would have written an email to Jimmy Pitaro to get Val LaGreca fired from this radio station.
Interesting.
Well,
it's just not good enough. It's a cute movie.
And now it's a nice movie.
Let's go with one I love. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm a big fan. Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, that's number three. 2000, Jim Carrey, Renee Zellweger. And it doesn't matter how many times I've seen it. The movie's 21 years old, okay? But when his mouth is dry and he's drinking from the water cooler and he starts to choke, Peter, I laugh just as loud and hard as the first time I saw it. It is such great physical comedy. Tremendous movie. I have it at number three.
How about Hall Pass?
Nah, it's cute. It's a nice movie.
I saw it.
I know. Owen Wilson. It's a nice movie. But it's not a top five movie, in my opinion.
So what do we have missing now?
We're missing number four.
Four. How about, I'm just forgetting right now and I'm not looking. How about Stuck on You?
No, that was, I think they even said to themselves, why do we make that movie? Who are you taking out?
What's going, right, sure.
Now, would you have gone with Three Stooges?
No, also, not just ill-advised.
I didn't even know that happened.
Those were clear misses by those two, so no. And the one is pretty obvious.
I know I'm missing a
big one. So you're not using Kingpin, right?
No, I'm using Kingpin, number four.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I never said I wasn't using it.
All right, don't jump 1996, me like I stole
Woody
something.
Harrelson, Randy Quaid, and Bill Murray is tremendous as McCracken. I love that movie. Very, very funny. Filthy as all heck.
So, Don, is it confirmed that the Farrelly brothers are doing the sequel, correct?
That there is a sequel, yes.
No, and they're doing it, though.
See, that's a very good question. I didn't put that much homework into it. I saw it, and then I was like, that's a great list, but I'm not watching it if they're not involved in it.
Well, and also, do you realize it would be such an awesome opportunity for us to see Bill Murray again in, like, a classic kind of Bill Murray comedy role, which, while he's been fabulous over the last 15 years, he hasn't done a lot of that, you know?
I think it'd be very difficult to get them back if they're not doing it. But I will investigate, and I'll check that out. But anyway, Shallow Hal 5, Kingpin 4, Me, Myself, and Irene 3, Dumb and Dumber 2, Something About Mary 1. I think really the only debate is, do you flip-flop 1 and 2? But I think that's a strong 5.
And you could, by the way, you could flip-flop 3 and 4 also. That's an argument.
Yeah, you could definitely. And I think Shallow Hal belongs, and it belongs at 5. Not
Don, I love
Fever
the
Pitch in there. Hall Pass is not in there. Stuck on You's not in there. That's my list.
Beautiful. Good job.
Not a lot
Green
of work
Book,
when you think
I
about it,
Green
right?
Book.
They, you know, they don't have an extensive amount of work.
Now, Andrew's saying he sees one article saying the Farrellys are producing. Okay. It's unclear who's directing.
I mean, if they're producing, why wouldn't they direct? The only world, I think, in which they wouldn't direct is that, like, someone else at the movie company forced to get it done, like that Dumb and Dumber prequel that was a disaster that they weren't a part of. So if they're producing it, I have to imagine they're directing it.
All right, let's take a brief time out. I have to clear up something on a personal level when we get back.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. So
you freak.
Let's do that. A lot of other things to do. We have Andy Martino of SNY, who has a new book out. It's a great book about the Astros cheating scandal. And, you know, I'm sure that sticky stuff is in there as well. So Barry Trotz, the coach of the Islanders, Steve Levy, the play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football and hockey expert, other than Don. So let's settle in for a good 4.5-hour ride of entertainment and hot piping entertainment. Let's put it that way. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you. Right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Well, I guess I caused a little bit of a an uproar yesterday when I said, and I thought I said clearly, Don, you could certainly correct me if you don't think I said it clearly. I said that God didn't give me the talent to be a professional baseball player because I'm out of my mind and vindictive. And if I was crossed, I would probably do something that wouldn't be cool. And then I went on to say, if Michael Kay, were Gerrit Cole,
okay,
I would drill Josh Donaldson in the ribs. And I thought that was very clear. And I then added, no way am I advocating for Gerrit Cole to do that, nor do I think he should, because the Yankees need him and they can't afford to have him suspended and miss a couple of starts. Well, that's not the way people heard it. Fox Sports, on their MLB Twitter feed, had a picture of Josh Donaldson coming out the BP yesterday with a flak jacket on and said, Josh Donaldson wearing a flak jacket after Yankee broadcaster Michael Kay said that Donaldson's going to be drilled in the ribs tonight. Now, most of the time I ignore stuff like that, but that's kind of libelous. I didn't even come close to saying that. So I contacted a friend of mine at Fox Sports and they took it down. I said, listen, if I say something dumb and I get attacked for it, I'm cool. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. But if I say something and then it's misinterpreted what I say, and then I look like a bad person where they say Yankee broadcaster, like I'm representing the Yankees and saying that, well, that's going to get me in trouble for no reason. So I did stand up for myself. Right. And, you know, Talking Yanks also sent out a clip yesterday. And as I said, they're friends of the show and they weren't doing it with ill intent. And people just picked up what they said and felt that I was doing it and saying that Gerrit Cole should, which I think, Don, I went out of my way to say this is not no. for Gerrit Cole. This is what I would do. The guy with the laminated list in his back pocket, this is what I would do.
Right.
But the people that were fighting back on Twitter, this is exactly what you said. And these are like, there were adult people in there, not just like trolls. People hear what they want to hear, Don. It's amazing.
Well, this is the problem, okay? First of all, the misunderstanding with the Talking Yanks is just that when you say you would hit Donaldson, it's not that crazy of a leap. It's an incorrect leap, but it's not that crazy a leap to say that you think Cole should.
Right.
Because you're saying I would do that. So I can understand there being a slight misunderstanding there, especially if you leave out how painstakingly you tried to make that not be the case by saying that that's why you're not a professional athlete and you've got a laminated list and all that stuff. So, and it's not wrong for John Boy and Talking Yanks to use the clip, but when somebody says I would do that, I can understand the misunderstanding of you saying that he should because you would do it. But what Fox Sports did is imply that you had some inside information that Cole was going to hit him because you're the Yankee announcer and the Yankees are going to hit Donaldson implies that you might have some inside information and they're using that as news. And this is the problem with social media is that you can have an opinion on something somebody said without actually hearing them say it because you're relying on finding it out secondhand. Like what happened to me earlier in the week with the DeGrom stuff. A caller put words in my mouth, right? So I have to defend myself. People hear his version of what I said and then take it as gospel. You know, so Fox Sports probably heard the trickle down of the reaction and probably got it second or third hand and just completely missed the boat. So there's two misunderstandings, but Fox Sports information was way off. Way off. And you did the right thing. That's not being a baby. You don't need to have that to wrong information out there and it be treated like news.
Now, Andrew, you brought up a really funny point. So you guys were like trying to put out fires too. And I think Anthony might have done this. Anthony, so people said, well, if Michael's saying that he should do it, it makes him look bad. And what did you say?
Well, I didn't want to put words in your mouth, Michael, but I said if Michael wants to view himself as a bad guy or crazy person for wanting to throw at somebody, that's different than him saying, I've heard Gerrit Cole is going to throw at Josh Donaldson.
And didn't you chose to do that. Didn't I say at the end of the thing that I am a, Andrew, I said I'm a bad guy or something like that?
You went out of your way at the end to say, but that's what I would do because I'm a bad guy. We have the whole cut if you do want to replay.
All right, so let's listen to the whole cut rather than talk about it. Here is the entire cut so you can know exactly what I said, where I said I'm a lunatic. Okay? Here I am. I'll tell you what Michael Kay, the player, would do, and it's, I'm not advocating, please don't think I'm advocating for it, but I think Chris Carlin said at the end of the show yesterday with us, Josh Donaldson's getting one right in the ribs for opening his mouth. Well, why are you jumping me? Even Cole said that was low-hanging fruit because he's the guy with the big contract. He's getting one right in the ribs in the first inning. Right in the ribs. You want to talk? Try talking with a broken rib. I know that sounds really bad, animalistic, but Donaldson attacked this guy's integrity with no proof whatsoever other than that his spin rate dropped 6%. Well, you know what? I'm not using sticky stuff today, Josh, and the ball just slipped out of my hand, and it headed right to your rib. Sorry. See, the sticky stuff actually helps with command, but he's not going to do that because he's a good guy and I'm not. That's how I would react to this stuff, and that's why God never gave me any talent to be in professional sports, because I'd be a vindictive creep there on the mound. I would be Don Drysdale merged with Bob Gibson. How could that be misinterpreted if you hear that whole cut? I went out of my way 100 times, but he's not going to do that because he's a good guy. I would do it because I'm a bad guy. How? So all those people on Twitter yesterday, with this exactly what you said, that's exactly what I didn't say. But how do you not hear that?
The original talking Yanks post, did they include the audio?
Yeah, but not a minute.
Not the disclaimer of a bad guy he was and all that, just that if he were Cole, he would hit Donaldson.
That was a perfect game of social media telephone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Talking Yanks posted a version of it. They didn't, like, you know, make you look terrible, but they didn't. Their description didn't give it the full context, and their clip didn't give it the full context. A lot of people view them, and then before you know it, whoever's doing social for Fox Sports, they take what they did, and I'm sure it wasn't, my guess is it wasn't done intentionally to malign you. They just kind of kept going with it, and it's telephone.
Well, it's funny because the guys at Talking Yanks, they were really sticking up for me. Dan Rourke, you know, came out and said, that's not what he said. I mean, they kept tweeting out to everybody, that's not what he said. And then people are such trolls in the world, and they kept saying that's exactly what he said. And again, it's not exactly what I said, and you must have filthy, disgusting globules of wax in your ears if you think that that's what I said. You just heard what I said. I said nothing of the sort. I never included Gerrit Cole in this. I included my sick mind. Mine. My maligned mind.
And that's why, Michael, a lot of players sometimes don't trust the media, because they feel like that's what's happening to them on a daily basis, where they're misquoted or only part of what they say is in the news report or in the radio update. So, you know, I think we sometimes in those moments, you're getting a taste of what players probably feel like happened to them when something is completely taken out of context. So I think we're getting an idea sometimes where they're coming from.
I guess. I got a little bit nervous because I don't need the Yankees thinking that I'm advocating for one of their players to, like, get into a brawl. That's not exact. If I said it, then I'd live by what I said, but I didn't say it. And
Did you hear from anyone at the Yankees about it?
No,
or no?
Not a word. Not a word. Not a word. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Isaiah in North Bergen. Isaiah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How you guys doing, man? Peter, before I get into my point, Peter, I just want to say, bro, that album is different, man. And that, yo, Peter, that Mind Over Matter is crazy, bro.
Thank you. People seem to really respond to that song. And since you said that, I'll use this as an opportunity to tell everyone, I just released a limited merch for the album. The links are on my Instagram and my Twitter. It's all available. Shirts. Michael, I'm going to get you the dad hat. I'm going to get you the real late dad hat, and then you can listen to this song, Mind Over Matter. Wear your real hat. You'll be in business. Anyways, go ahead, man. Thank you very much.
Peter, who produced that beat real quick? I just want to know who produced it.
His name is Benji Socrates.
Oh, okay, no problem. So I'm a Yankees fan, but yesterday when I was watching the game,
I kind of noticed because like people are like on top of Gerrit Cole and stuff, but I did notice that, you know, he was touching his cap a lot.
Well, you noticed it because you were looking for it, Isaiah. And you know what, Jack Curry on the Yes Network, I don't know if you guys heard this, he tweeted this out, and then he said it on the pregame show, what he would do if he were Cole, when Donaldson came up, he'd go through all the gyrations that Gaylord Perry used to go through. The ear, the hat, the belt, the pants leg, the glove. Just play along. But Gerrit Cole is ultra serious on the mound. He would never have done that, but he didn't touch his cap any more or any less than he had before. People are just, Don, you called this yesterday. Every single move he makes now is going to be analyzed, scrutinized, and just cut into a fine powder, as you like to say.
Yep. If he reaches for his belt, the brim of his cap, you know, puts his, you know, fingers through his hair on a hot day, it's all. It's every single, and all these pitchers, not just him, but I think a lot of pitchers, Michael. And the second that they get wrecked, it's not going to be, oh, he had a bad day. It's, oh, see what happens when you're not allowed to use the sticky stuff. It's really unfair.
Let's go to Sal in Long Island. Sal.
Hey, MVP, happy Friday.
What's going on?
Michael, I just gotta say one thing. You look like Charlie Harper today, but you look fantastic. I love that shirt.
Thank you very much.
That shirt is heinous. And the reason shirt is, Michael, and I'm not just picking on you, is that it's almost like a shirt that's got an imprint of an apron and a red tie on it.
I think it's a great shirt. Hey, Sal, you know that when Peter joined the show, you know, you said it like Charlie Harper, we were going to rename the show 2.5 Men, but we decided not to.
Oh, let me just say,
by the way, should we?
To my man, Peter. Peter, I told you, my son won't turn me on to your stuff. I just the other day got the New York Renaissance. Peter, you are a talented dude, man. Let me just tell you that. I am so happy for you.
That is
and
very,
enjoy
very
your vacation.
Kind.
Be safe down there, right?
I appreciate
Michael,
it because
I
like you.
Question,
I want to
please.
Inform you that it's not Friday. It's Thursday. I don't want you to make any mistakes. You said happy Friday. You need to know that it's Thursday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Hey, I'm an old guy. I'm sorry.
What do you got, Sal?
I'm just so excited about you guys. So, Michael, I can't wait for Tuesday, too. I can't wait.
Thank you.
But I want to know, is there any more new shows coming up? Or,
well, until we could, like, work out that there's going to be an audience, there's probably not going to be at this point. But obviously there's a plan somewhere down the line. I'm going to tell you, Sal, you're in such a good mood, right? I want to give you a free copy of the book.
Oh.
Okay?
No.
Yeah. So we're
Are
gonna
you kidding me?
No, I don't kid. I don't kid. We're gonna put you on hold.
Well, that's the reason I'm calling too, Michael. I'm telling you, and I'm not blowing any smoke, but I listened to your statement. You guys are the three is Don and Pete. You guys are so honest. I mean, you don't find sports shows like this. You came out and just had to defend yourself when you shouldn't have to defend yourself. Why don't they ask the public these questions? We all heard what you said. We all know what you do. And we all know what you stand for. This is not, you know, this media stuff has got to stop.
Yeah, I don't know if we can get the,
you.
I don't think we can get the milk back in the udder. But, Sal, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address, and we're going to send you out a book. So thank you for your support. And, Don, I'm stunned that you don't love this shirt. It's such a happy shirt.
No, it's awful. I mean, really.
It's not awful. It's beautiful.
No, Michael, I'm just telling you just as a friend. It
no,
is
you're wrong.
Disgusting. No, because maybe because it's the TV or it looks like, you know, the lacrosse team, the Tide, they had like where it was the Riptide had a jersey that had like a doctor's like vest and a stethoscope and everything for like the pandemic. It really looks like there is like a fake apron and a red tie imprinted on your shirt.
Yeah, you've really lost your mind.
No, it is. It
you
is
know what?
Heinous.
Why don't?
It, it
why
really,
don't we?
It is God.
Somebody.
Awful.
Somebody
like
out there.
Homeless
I'll
people will be
it.
Like, really? I'm not putting this on.
Take a shot. Take a screenshot. If you're watching on Yes, send it out.
All right.
And we'll have a little bit of a poll on exactly.
No, if, anybody. No, listen, because I don't know if the people that vote Yes can see. Because there's no way, Peter. I'm telling. No, this is not for radio. This is not for giggles. This is the worst shirt that I've ever seen anybody ever wear. I would take it off. You're embarrassing yourself and your brand. I mean, if you dressed like Bozo, you'd be closer to dressed for a wedding than that shirt. If it's on fire, Michael, it would do a disservice to the air because the fumes of the shirt would get into the atmosphere. It is the worst thing I've ever seen, period.
What, Michael, you've offended Don.
I would take it from somebody who actually is a good dresser. Don throws anything on.
No,
a black shirt
didn't throw
on
anything
today.
On. You threw that on.
You know what? I bought this shirt and chose it, and I think it's a great summer
it is,
shirt.
It is.
You're out
no,
of your mind.
It is god awful.
It is not. It's tremendous.
Seriously.
I'll send it out. I'm going to
Marco
take a picture.
Could design a better shirt than that.
I'm going to take a picture right now and send it out. And I'm going to send it to Andrew. And then Andrew's going to put it up on a poll. Do you like this shirt or not? Andrew, you'll be getting this in a moment. Can you do this for a brother? Can you actually send it out?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to show that Don is out of his bleeping mind. This shirt is beautiful.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a fan of the shirt.
How do you see the shirt?
Someone else posted a picture of you on Twitter. It was actually a picture of you cheating on the Daily Don. But I see the picture of your shirt.
Now, you have to be honest. Way. Not for laughs. Is Don over the top on this?
Listen, everyone has taste. It's your own taste. I don't feel as strongly as Don does. In fact, I would say if Don were to do a top five worst shirts Michael's ever worn on the K-Show, I wouldn't have this at number one. It would be in there. It wouldn't be my number one.
If I had a top five worst shirt, that would be 1 through 5.
You know what? Not only am I stunned, but I'm hurt.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, you didn't design it.
No, I bought it.
Maybe you had pink
I didn't design it. I bought it. I went out of my way to order it. No, I think it's a beautiful shirt.
I mean,
now listen, hold on. I'm going to say one thing in Michael's defense.
Like a free packet of hot chocolate with every shirt.
You're wearing a black shirt? You're talking?
It's not even black. It's a maroon shirt. It's not anything. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
It's a nice shirt. But you've got the red down the middle out of nowhere, two different color blues, like
it's
you're
a
wearing
splash
an apron.
Of color.
It looks like you're wearing an apron and a fake imprint of a tie. I'm not wrong. And then the color on the collar, it's just weird. It's awful in every way, shape, or form.
Wow.
And again, I'm not doing this just for the reaction. I wanted to say it since the meeting.
You really hate the shirt. Wow.
It's like, you know, back when we were kids, we'd get like the Planet of the Ape costume for Halloween. And you'd put the body suit on, and it would just have it would say Planet of the Apes, and you'd have the mask, you know? Like they didn't even try. It's like Michael's got the imprint of a shirt on a shirt. If you know what I mean.
I have no idea.
It doesn't
what
even
you're
make
spouting
any sense.
Right now.
You've got more white on the side than out of nowhere, disproportionate to the rest of the shirt. You've got these stripes that aren't even the same width, and then just out of nowhere, a red blotch. It's like somebody shot you in the chest.
Peter, I can't believe that you're going to sit there and let this go on and say this would be
listen,
in your top five.
Listen, I don't like the shirt, Michael, but I'm not going to pile on because Don is going so hard. It's the first time I've ever felt bad for Michael on the show. I mean, it's almost like
he didn't design
the shirt.
It's almost
revenge.
Why do you keep saying I didn't design it? I purchased it. Forget about design.
I
thought it looked great.
That's your problem.
You're out of your mind.
No,
you've lost your mind,
Michael. You will lose.
The hair is dragging down your brain.
This shirt is just—it's an awful design. It's an awful idea, and it was one of the. It's not even the. Everything is worse. Is the worst shirt the worst purchase?
I don't even know what to say here.
I don't know if I could go on. Peter,
I
really
think
don't.
He's getting back at you. I think this is from the other day at the golf outing, Michael, when you didn't defend Don to the caller. Remember, he was very upset.
Well, I was more said upset at you than him. This
but
has nothing to do with that. This is just an honest assessment. I've never hated anything more than I hate that shirt.
The caller that ripped you because I didn't have control of the phones there. I wanted to give the guy a book, but Andrew hung up on him. That's how much I was looking to annoy you, and I wasn't able to. So now I'm putting it all out there. The way you're talking about my shirt, I'm going to tell you exactly what I wanted to do. I even told Peter, and he laughed at the time, but we went to break, and I didn't have the guy. But I was going to give him a book for a brilliant button pushing on you.
But it's not right to button push something I didn't say. If the guy said, Don, I think you're a hack, fine, that's an opinion. But I'm not going to sit here and defend on the air something that you actually said. He was trolling me, and then you back people that troll me? And you were going to give him a book?
Yep.
I'm not trolling you. I'm just giving an honest assessment of the shirt. You're still a tremendous human being that made a really god-awful decision. It's the worst thing you've ever done. Honestly. It's the worst thing you've ever done.
Oh.
I'm not. I'm only being over the top because words can't express how I feel about that shirt.
I think you have.
Well, I don't feel like I've done it justice, Peter. That's how much.
Michael may have disconnected.
No, I'm here. This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget. Visit 2 by London at the Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. When we come back, maybe Don will be here, maybe not, but Andy Martino will from SNY. He's got a brand new book out that you're going to want to read. It's 3:45, so we're going to take phone calls next. 3:45. My mistake. I guess it must be my shirt. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm enjoying some Dipsy Doodles, trying to drown my sorrows with a Pepsi Zero.
No.
Yeah. Now everybody's piling on Twitter. Although the delineation I see, the guys are backing Don, but the ladies are saying it's a great shirt. But I think that Travin Noble had a really good take. He said, Don is always over the top for a guy whose wife dresses and makes choices for him. Hmm. Interesting.
Wow. Well, hold on. First of all, I can't believe you're just popping Dipsy Doodles right now. Ray is turning over in his grave, which hopefully he's in somewhere. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. Peter sucks. That's what I'm saying.
I think that here's the issue. I'm going to be very blunt here. Michael clearly and decidedly is more of a fashionista and has more of a fashion sense than Don does. And by and large, I think Michael's fashion sense is good. And I think he dresses generally well. Sometimes he wears outfits that, to be just completely blunt, for a 60-year-old white guy, I'm like, Michael looks cool today. Like, I really sincerely mean that. But you have a thing for vertical stripes that just most people do not have. Is that a fair... Don, would you say that was a fair assessment?
But that's his thing. He likes those vertical stripes. And he does dress exceptionally well. And I dress okay, but it's not something that I put a lot of thought in. But that shirt...
Right, that's all I meant.
That shirt is god-awful.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Andy in Hillsboro. Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Andy.
I'm getting a pretty decent word picture of this shirt. My wife's an art teacher, though, so I'm wondering maybe if I could have Don really, really give us all, you know, a lot of your listeners in the car, maybe give us a real clear picture of exactly what this shirt looks like. I'm going to have my wife listen to this on the podcast maybe later on. And then she can draw out a picture. I want to get like her take on exactly what this thing looked like.
It's a white, like a dress shirt, but short sleeves, and it's white mm-hmm. until you get to around beyond the armpit, where it's just dark blue, light blue, dark blue, light blue, dark blue, and then red right down the middle, like he just had open heart surgery, and then those same stripes, but then more white. On the other side by the sleeves, and it just doesn't make any sense. It looks like he has an apron on, and his chest is open.
Is the red like? Is it like a solid like a stripe with like clear lines in it, or is it blotchy, or what do we have?
It's where the buttons are. It's a bright red stripe. It's a bright, beautiful red stripe, the color of blood, and the blue is the different shades of blue. It's not really dark blue, but I think it's tremendous, and the collar is white. I have no problem with it whatsoever. Let's go to Jim in Queens. Jim.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Michael, I love you. You're the best. You gave me a compliment on one of my Jets takes a few months ago. Don, you crack me up. You're the best. Regarding the shirt, Don, I agree with you, but I think the deciding factor is it looks like the stripes, the design down the middle, goes to the back. Now, Michael, can you confirm that those stripes go all the way down the back of the shirt? Because if they do, I think it just takes it over the top of that shirt. It's got to go. Now, I'm no fashionista.
It does go the back. Yeah.
It does go all the way down the back, Michael. Yeah. I love you. I love Center Stage. Don, it's game over. Even your producer, he's like, they don't go down the back. I'm like, they do. They do.
It does. Yeah, Michael, let me tell you what. It beautifully, Jim, it beautifully cascades down my hairy back. That's what it does. Let's go to Dominic in Staten Island. Dominic.
Hey, Mike. Your shirt
Dom.
Is great. I like the way it blends into the background. I would wear that shirt myself.
Thank you.
You're a very stylish guy. And
are you single, Dominic?
It's great. It's great. Charlie Sheen, you should give him a call.
So, I mean, that was a compliment wrapped in, you know, a little bit of a rock, right. You know, or rock wrapped in a compliment. Let's go to Alan in New York City. Alan.
Yeah. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just one top comment, Michael. Unfortunately, I love you, but that shirt's brutal. Charlie Harper couldn't rock that shirt. So it's not your fault. It just. That's my taste.
Oh, it is my fault. I chose it. It's definitely my fault.
I know.
It's got to be his fault.
You know, how bad could we try to make you feel that?
Well, you know what? I feel rock bottom right now. But please, Alan, go on.
Okay. So I'm the same age as you, Michael, and I grew up the same time. And just all of the different things that's going on with baseball right now, from the old hit somebody because, you know, he did something to protect them or throw up and in. And then we have the steroids. And now we've got the sticky stuff. I mean, everybody is trying to figure out how to get better, how to get over, how to get the highest contract, how to get their ego and be the best. This has been going on forever. And, you know, I'm 61. I hate baseball right now, the way it's being played. I mean, you know, I used to go at 9 years old. I was in Yankee Stadium with a scorecard and the bunting and the sacrifice fly and just runs and home runs. And some days it was a 13-run day. Other days it was you'd sit and you'd watch. I saw once Clemens against Verlander. I mean, I just sat there with my mouth open. So we are always going to have stuff like that, but it's changing. And the training – all these arm injuries that are going on, it's just a progression of what was happening previous and how they're trying to change things.
It's interesting because if you watch the broadcast yesterday, David Cone intimated that, you know, maybe this sticky stuff and the ball staying on your fingers longer than it normally does, maybe that's a reason for the proliferation of the elbow injuries. Now, he didn't have any the proof of that, but he just said that maybe that he's trying to understand what this actually does. The harder you throw, the more heavily muscled you are, the ligaments just can't support it, and maybe that's why there's so many Tommy John surgeries. But 1-800-919-3776. We go to Daniel in Union. Daniel.
Hey, Michael. What's up, Don Peter?
What's going on?
Yeah, so about Gerrit Cole, you know, you guys have said, well, there's no proof that Gerrit Cole does this. You know, if you just go into YouTube, you'll see video of Gerrit Cole. His fingers literally stick to his hat. He's one of the worst offenders. But I have a second point.
I have never seen video of that. I have never. I'll let you make. I've never seen it. I don't have to because we do every single game. I've never seen his fingers stick to his cap in the 2 years he's been a Yankee.
Just go on YouTube. Type in Gerrit Cole sticky stuff. You'll see it. I don't know what to say.
Well, what's your point, though?
I'm looking right now.
I don't understand. If there's proof, it's because of the spin rate that's increased. But the fact that is so many people have filthy stuff on their cap. I mean, that's not proof of anything, Daniel.
Well, I never mind that. I mean, I guess I'll take a look at the video. But like what Jeff Passan said yesterday with the lawsuit with the spin rate, there's probably enough there where you could say that maybe he deserves to be the poster child for this. But to think that he's the only one, and that question being asked, which was a fair question, the way he handled it certainly has painted him as the face of this issue. And whether that's fair or not is certainly debatable. But I thought Jeff made a good point, Michael, that it's not like it's completely out of the blue, like it's an allegation that is like out of nowhere. Donaldson brought his name up because he seems to have a more increased spin rate than anybody else. The text message is about wanting to get more sticky stuff.
But I get all of that. But Daniel's saying that there's actual visual proof that would like hold up in court that he's loading the ball up. It's nonsense. There's so many reasons your fingers could stick to your cap. I mean, if you're going to go by that, then that stupid video that was going around about Jacob DeGrom the other day, is that proof that he loads up the ball because he went to his belt and then he went to his glove?
What was the picture that was on the internet, Daniel? What was that
from last year?
The picture or the video, there was a catcher that had like the ball stuck to him. Did you see that? That wasn't a Yankee. I mean, this has been going. There's a lot of guys that are going on, and he got singled out, maybe unfairly.
But to respond to Michael.
It was Yadier Molina, Michael. Do you remember the picture? Maybe you can find that.
Well, I'm looking at this video that Daniel said is incontrovertible evidence. Daniel, it's nonsense. I'm watching it over and over. Exactly what you said. Anything. Garrett Cole's fingers stick to his cap. They don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't what I was looking for. Yankee-colored glasses. I don't know.
Peter, did you see the video he's talking about?
I just watched the video, which is called "His Fingers Get Stuck."
They show
it over and over again in slow mo. You see him touch his cap. I'm not saying you know what he's doing, but to say that that's incontrovertible. I can't say that word. I'm messing up.
Incontrovertible.
It's irrefutable evidence.
Daniel's a little bit of a troll. Every time he calls up, he makes this very strong statement without any kind of you can't rebut it. That he told me to look to a video. I called the video up. And it's full of crap. I mean, if you want to go to, like, the part that the spin rate is increased exponentially, that's another story, okay? But to say that's proof positive, Daniel, you're full of it. Sorry, you're trying to create a narrative, and you're trying to pick up the narrative, and you're saying, I'm seeing it through Yankee-colored glasses. Uh-huh. A Met fan would look at that and go, where is his stick?
Well,
his
I'm
fingers
a Met
are
fan.
Not sticking to his cap.
I'm a Met fan. I'm looking at the video. It says Garrett Cole fingers stick to his cap, right?
Right.
Come on. Come on, really? Mm-hmm. I mean, he made it. See, this is what happens, right? Like, people are in their car. They can't get to the video. You would think that, like, the hat was stuck to his fingers and he's swinging it around and can't get it off of his hand. No, you can't even. That is somebody that's trying to put video up and convince you that because there's a little dirt on the cap that, oh, it's sticking. It's not sticking. They slow it down almost frame by frame. Where do I see that his fingers are sticking to the cap?
You want proof? I mean, if you want to indict Garrett Cole in a court of law, then get the text that supposedly he sent to the Angels visiting clubhouse guy. Say, I need some more of that stuff.
Well, that
this Daniel's saying that this is the winning point that Effley Bailey would bring to court. Daniel, you're out of your mind.
But
I'm not seeing
it
through Yankee glasses. Don's not seeing it through Met glasses. Peter's not seeing it through hip-hop glasses. You're not seeing what you think you're seeing.
Well, but you're seeing what you want to see.
Exactly.
And that's the point, because that's what becomes unfair about all of this, okay? If you want to say that his spin rate has increased more than anybody else's, if you want to say about that text message that was sent about getting more sticky stuff, that's fine, because that's all out there. But if you're going to send video, is there going to be video of DeGrom going at his belt the last time he pitched? Because that's also an allegation that's getting thrown out there. And I guess you can slow down a video and saying that there's stuff on his belt. You can create anything through. But that video, just looking at that completely unbiased, you know that I'm not a Yankee fan, and you know that I'm not a Yankee fan. And to look at that and just say, oh, there it is. That's the proof right there. Come on. That's ridiculous.
All right, let's break. Andy Martino has this really good book, perfect for what we're talking about, Cheated, the Inside Story of the Astros Scandal, A Colorful History of Sign Stealing. We'll talk to Andy, who works at SNY, when we get back right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Split the ice apart and break the frozen
Ice picks brought to you by BetMGM Sports. Big game 6 tonight in Vegas. It's the Avalanche and the Golden Knights. A Vegas win, they move on to the third round. An Avalanche win, they force a game 7 at home on Saturday. I'm going to go with Vegas to wrap it up. They've been the better team since game 1 of this series. Came back from 2-0 down in the third in game 5. I'll take Vegas at minus 135 at home to advance and win the game outright on the money line. That's Ice Picks brought to you by BetMGM Sports. Place your parlay, props, and future bets at the King of Sportsbooks. Get the app today. I was going to pick the Islanders, and we ran out of road yesterday.
But you had the Don Show.
Yeah, but they pay for the K Show.
Oh, okay. You should have said you had an ice pick.
No, I did, but it just didn't work itself out.
No, I'm sorry.
My fault.
It's been that sort of year for you when it comes to picks.
Oh, yeah, ice picks, man. It's been tough at times. But yeah, haven't you been on a slight comeback, Don?
Yeah, I'm 1-for-2 in the last two.
That's not a comeback.
No, it's not. Well, it's a comeback when you've, like, lost 20 in a row, whatever it was. But we got the read in. That's the important thing.
That is the important thing. All right, it's time for the Yankees report brought to you by Bigelow Tea. The Yankees have beaten up on the Twins since 2002. I mean, to an unbelievable record that you can't even put it into words how odd it is. Because during that time, yeah, there have been some bad Twin teams, but there have been really good Twin teams. Now, this team is a really bad Twins team. Really bad. I felt so sorry for the pitcher yesterday, Randy Dobnak. They just kept him in, and he had nothing. Nothing. I have very rarely seen teams fall as quickly as Minnesota has fallen. They were a lights-out team the last couple of years, and they're just god-awful now. So, that being said, by the way, the record since 2002 is 105-37. Think about that. That includes the postseason. So, a lot of people are getting excited about what the Yankees have done over the last 2 days. And I can't let myself go there. Now, this is closer to what they are, I think. But what you do against the Twins, I'm sorry, you might not want to hear this. It's got to be graded against the curve. You can't pound your chest over beating the Twins. Take a look at them. They're terrible. So they have one more game tonight. It's old friend Jay Happ against Michael King. Then the Yankees have a rare Friday off.
Yeah, how about that?
Very odd. Bad job by baseball.
When does that happen?
Just because it's a two-game series with the Interleague.
Yeah, it's stupid. You're taking away one of the best baseball days, Friday night. People get out of work. They don't have to work the next day. Very dumb. Anyway, then you have two games against the Phillies and three games in Buffalo against Toronto. I'm going to know a lot more after those five games. Not these three. Listen, you take it. You don't sniff at a win. You take it. If you can hit home runs against them, that's exactly what you should do. But you don't celebrate. It's, oh, that's it. Everything is cured. No, 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 no. Let's see what they do against a Philly team. Let's see what they do in a very tough place to play, Buffalo at Salem Field against Toronto. Then we'll see is the hitting back. Because, they can hit like this. This is what they've been waiting for. And I think that even against good teams, they could hit like this. But doing it against the Twins proves nothing to me. I'm sorry.
Well, I want to meet these people that are thumping their chest over beating the Twins twice. None of them call this show.
I think Twitter is a lot different than the people that call this show. Because I was following Yankee Twitter last night watching the game, and people were just getting giddy. Oh, two home runs by Stanton. Okay, you should get giddy because he's a streak hitter. But, yeah, it's a lot different than the people that that call the show.
Hey, but the fact is that, you know, even though they didn't have the Tigers number the way they have the Twins numbers, the Tigers were awful and they got swept. You got to get wins, okay? And to distance yourself from what happened over the weekend, getting swept by the Red Sox. They had to win these games. But there's a different twist. Not only the Twins, a last-place team, they never beat the Yankees. You just gave the stats over the last 20 years, Michael. They can't touch them for whatever reason. And now they're a bad team, so that combination. But tonight, hey, King hasn't been great. You know, Hap, you know, maybe things are a little bit more even, but, you know, get the sweep. Because even when the Yankees were doing well, they always had this thing with sweeps, right? They'll take the first two games of a series and then lose the third. Get a sweep and get something going here.
That's the Yankee Report brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees. Now, it was kind of uncomfortable. I don't know if you felt like this, Don. Watching Matt Harvey get hit as hard as he was. This could be the end. And it started with that Met start against Harvey in Citi Field. Because remember, he had pitched really well against the Yankees, and then he pitched against the Mets. I think his ERA since that time is like 14.
Yeah.
And we might be seeing the end of this guy's career, and it's kind of sad. Now, that's just one part. The other part is the Mets lost a tough game the night before. Taiwan Walker is, what a great signing for the Mets. 2 years, $20 million. He's been lights out. He's been great every single time he goes out there, and that gives the Mets that extra pitcher that they're missing. And then they have a day off today, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. The San Diego Padres come to town, and it's Jacob DeGrom against Blake Snell. That's a good game.
It is. It really is. And, you know, the shame of it is Snell never goes far, and they still treated DeGrom with kid gloves here since he's come back from his injury. So I wouldn't be surprised if both of those guys are done after six, which takes some of the fun out of it. Because, God, do you see the numbers with Snell? Mike, he never pitches into the eighth inning ever.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
He had a no-hitter going the other night, and it was like, is he going to be able to stick around for it? Because he just doesn't give you a lot of innings, and that just goes back to his Tampa days. But still, that's a great matchup. That's a really good Padre team, and we'll see what the Mets can do. They're in first place. They had a nice bounce back after the 10-3 loss on Tuesday and hitting a lot of home runs. And you're right about Walker, Michael, because they'd be looking for a pitcher right now.
Oh, yeah.
They really would be, but Stroman's been good, and obviously DeGrom has been lights out. So if you can get Syndergaard back, even without Carrasco, you have four really good pitchers down the stretch of the season.
Although Syndergaard is coming back from a much more serious injury, I think he's going to be back before Carrasco. I mean, the fact that they're taking him off, throwing off a slope, that's not a good sign, although they said it wasn't a setback yesterday. It's certainly not a positive thing. So they still have to build back that leg. And when he didn't strain his hamstring. He didn't pull his hamstring. He tore it.
Yeah.
So that's not an easy injury to come back from, especially as a pitcher where you're driving off that leg. So I think we're going to see Syndergaard, if he doesn't have a setback, before you see Carrasco. I really do. I want to give away some books. Is that cool?
Please.
All right, so you know the book. It's Center Stage, My Most Fascinating Interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z. By the way, I want to thank Dan Patrick. I was on his show today, and he really pumped the book. That was really nice of him. You know, we talked Yankee stuff as well, but he really pumped the book. He was asking more questions about the book than about the Yankees. So
that was nice of him.
Thank you to Dan for doing that. But
how long did you give Dan?
How long was I on with him?
Yeah.
I think anywhere between 15 and 20 minutes.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah,
any more than 20, I want to check.
No.
Not if you're peddling
a book. He's helping me sell my book, you animal.
Really?
You're Michael
K. You want to check and have him pimp the book. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
That's right.
Wow. Anyway, if you want to be part of the virtual Q&A, which is this coming Monday, and Bookends in New Jersey is running it, they have opened up more spots. They had sold out 150, which was what was going to be the limit, but now the demand has been so high, they have opened up a lot more spots. So go to the Bookends website, and you could get the book. But I'm going to give away a couple right now. How about that? And I'm just going to do it by an easy phone call. Just an easy phone call, because I'm easy breezy lemon squeezy today. The number is 1-888-987-3776. Take two numbers between 1 and 10, Don. Any two numbers.
7 and 9.
7 and 9. So Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris, 7th caller and the 9th caller, and you got yourself hot off the presses this fine book, which will go on sale in bookstores on June 15th, which is Tuesday, or you could pre-order it now wherever you pre-order your books. Good stuff. I'm excited. Let's go to Cullum in the Bronx. Cullum, you're next.
Michael, Donna, Peter, good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
All well. How about you?
I'm great. Really quick, I love what Gerrit Cole did during the game. He didn't hit the Josh Donaldson like Michael Kay would have as a heel. He always is. Just kidding. But he played it great. He did exactly what he's supposed to do. But I have a real issue, Michael. I have a really big issue, and it's with Giancarlo Stanton. If you can help me out.
Okay. Why is that truck backing up by you? What's going on there?
I am a mechanic, and that's outside. I'm working on a truck that's on the other side, and they're backing up.
Gotcha.
Don't worry about that. But my really big issue is Giancarlo Stanton clearly looks like he's about to go on one of his burners.
Yep.
But the man almost ran around the bases a total 3 times yesterday. Do you think he's going to get a day off today?
It's a lot.
It's, you know what, Cullum? It's curious. He did hint that, you know, until he, you know, really feels comfortable, he's going to have off days every now and then. If you made me bet, okay, Michael, you have to bet, I would bet he's not in the starting line. Although it's a tough sell when you have Friday off and Monday off. So let me amend that. I'd be surprised if he's not. Because you're going to have to make a choice, though. If you play him, then you're not playing Clint Frazier. Unless you move Judge to center field and play Frazier in right. Because essentially, Clint Frazier is now a bench player. He was the starting left fielder coming out of spring training, and he's lost his job because I think Jack Curry gave a stat yesterday, 21 of the last 25 games, Miguel Andujar has started in left field. So Clint's lost that job. And you can't say that he didn't get a fair shake because he just hasn't hit. And he could say, well, I haven't had regular playing time. And Miguel Andujar could say, well, welcome to my world the last 2 years. And Andujar's hitting just too well to take out of the lineup. You got to keep running him out there every single time. So I am curious to see if they will play Stanton tonight. So I think they will because of tomorrow being an off day and Monday being an off day.
Well, they seem to like to pile up those off days, right? Like give them a day today, then you can couple it with 2 straight days off for the big weekend series against Philly. Like they've done that too, right?
They do like to have back-to-back off days, yeah.
But then Monday off, there's a lot of days off.
Yes.
So I would play him. He's hot. Why wouldn't you?
And he does go off on toots. I mean, when he's hot, he can hit home runs in bunches. And that's why he has the numbers at the end of the year, because sometimes he'll fall out of his rhythm. And when he does, he's impossible to watch because he's an easy out. And then when he's in a rhythm, then he's a disastrous out for a pitcher. He can't get him out. Like we saw in the playoffs and like we saw in that 12-game run earlier in the year, he can carry a team. So, you know, when you say, well, if the Yankees turn the corner, well, if he's hitting like this against Philly and against Toronto, then their offense is so much more explosive than when it's just Aaron Judge. The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both. For over 75 years, we got the big fella coming up because he takes over the airwaves at 6:30 after also hosting Greeny today.
Wow.
How about that?
Speaking of days off.
Wow. You can take a shot at Greeny, guy who loves you?
I said speaking of days off.
Right.
This is his second day off this week.
Yes, it is.
You're counting his days off?
Oh, yeah.
I count every one of the days off on the shows before us, and then I count the days off that we have. And you know what the total is? 0.
Well, hey, don't tell me, pal. I'm staring through my windows at the most gorgeous paradise that ever, talking to you, yo-yos.
Yeah, but the reason you're there and having the money to have a trip like that is because of us yo-yos. How about that?
Actually, well, no. I'm actually getting paid to DJ here.
Oh, okay, whatever. Seinfeld 4 brings up a good point on Twitter, Don and Peter. He's playing tonight because in Philly, there's no DH. He's not playing those 2 games.
Oh, that's a, yeah. There you go. Done.
Thank you, Seinfeld. 4.
Done.
He'll just be
DH?
A pinch hitter.
It's me.
He's got to be a pinch hitter, or would they actually unleash him in the outfield? No, no. So we're gonna have the big fella coming up, and then after that, a very special Jamaica edition of ENN.
I want special reggae only classic reggae vibes.
Now, look, will you be smoking a Bubange while you're doing this?
I might light up some Bubange. Anthony, I only want to hear, like, Ika Mouse, Black Uhuru, Israel Vibration. That's all I want to hear.
Listen, why do you think we're not getting an image of him on the show?
Because he's smoking a Bubange.
There's no question.
And I think Miss Hatton doesn't have clothes on.
Was that a blunt?
Wow. Yeah, she's got to stop smoking pot if she
does, in fact, what was the name of the third song, Peter, something with Israel? What was it?
Israel Vibration.
Israel Vibration.
It's a group.
Okay. Wow.
IV, as they're known.
I want some IV right into my veins. Can't wait for that coming back.
Well, that's where the IV goes, no?
He's got some attitude today.
We should take a break.
He's just mad about the book, and he's mad about the album.
I'm even mad about the book.
You are. You are. I know you are.
I want some IV in my veins. What are you going to put it in your eye?
Congratulations to Charlie Goldate from Toms River, New York, and William Housel from Clifton, New Jersey. They both just won copies of the book. Now, hope you enjoy it, Charlie, like, and William.
For somebody who doesn't like score the basketball, I want some IV in my veins. It seems a little
You're right, much. Intravenous. You're right. Okay, I stand corrected. You ripped my shirt. Now you ripped my grammar. Now you're going to rip my grandma probably too. No. So I'll break, and we'll come back with the big fellow who's kind of nicer to me than you are right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.